This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now that the Super Bowl is set, do we like the matchup that we are getting? 877-881-1053. While we discuss that, I want to throw out a crazy Patrick Mahomes statistic going into this game. Patrick Mahomes is the third quarterback in NFL history to go 25-1 over a 26-game span.
Wow.
Can you name the other two?
That went 25-1?
25-1 over a 26-game span.
Regular season or playoffs included?
Playoffs can be included.
I'm going to guess Tom Brady 07 to something because he did go 16-0.
Tom Brady is one of them. Mm. If you get the other one, I will be
Kurt Warner?
That is incorrect.
You got to think of a team that went, I mean, they didn't play 16 games because I was thinking Bob Greasy, but they probably lost more than one because they went, you know, in a season 14-0. I will go it has to be a team that's 15-1 and then got off to another unbelievable start. That eliminates Jim McMahon. Oh, it does it not eliminate Jim
it
McMahon?
It does not eliminate Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon
wow.
Went 25-1. And it's so weird, too, because, like, Tom Brady, you know how everybody feels about him and Patrick Mahomes. People are already saying GOAT versus the kid. And then there's also Jim McMahon, who's like, hey, we're really good for a minute there. I would really like to examine, because we've talked about this in the past, I would really like to examine and really get y'all's input about the dynasties that we thought were going to be in the NFL. Maybe that's something we can do tomorrow or Thursday, because the two that instantaneously jump to mind are the mid-80s Bears and the late 90s, early 2000 Rams. I thought
Chiefs.
With the Bears more in retrospect.
2011 because, Texas Rangers.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, do you think we've missed out on a bunch of those because of the Patriots throughout this time? Like, because
that's
the Patriots
for another segment.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right, back. Never mind. My bad.
We will discuss. Y'all's initial take. What is your initial take about this matchup? Do you like the matchup or not?
Love it.
Okay.
These are my two favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm not kidding.
He's not kidding, yeah.
I Patrick Mahomes, I love to death. They're my favorite team now in the Kansas City Chiefs. I do feel like as a Cowboys fan that you kind of do have to have a secondary team. And they're my secondary team. But I respect the heck out of Tom Brady. I feel lucky enough that like people like Michael Jordan or recently LeBron James come to mind in basketball. Same with Larry and Magic. And I do feel like, man, to get to watch Montana and then to get to watch Brady and now to get to watch Mahomes. And I know there's a lot of unbelievable quarterbacks in between, but to have them facing each other in the Super Bowl as one career is coming to a close, whether it's in a year or 2 years from now with Tom Brady, it would be like to me if Montana would have been around. I know that would have been impossible, but if Montana's last Super Bowl would have been for the Chiefs against somehow playing Tom Brady. I know that would have been impossible because of AFC, but I mean, or playing Peyton Manning. If yeah. Montana would have played Peyton Manning, you know, something like that. Like you are getting, I think Patrick Mahomes, as long as he stays healthy, gets into the category of top five quarterback of all time. When it's all said and done, as long as he stays healthy. And Tom Brady, to me, without question, is the greatest of all time. So I feel like you're getting a guy who's about to rise to the, is he going to be the greatest of all time versus the greatest of all time?
Yeah, I think you're asking if you're getting it. I didn't want Tom Brady to be in.
Sure.
But the Tampa Bay defense proved that they were the best defense to go to complement their quarterback throughout this entire playoff run. Doing what they did against those two quarterbacks, their defense has been fantastic. And then to see what the Chiefs' defense has been, like, as great as the story of the quarterbacks is, and you're only probably going to hear about these quarterbacks throughout the entire week and during that Super Bowl, they have the best teams put together. And then you add the other weapons that go along with it. Like, you couldn't ask for more offensive firepower and high-level defenses.
And those things also give you the opportunity to praise some great coaching in Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, and, of course, Bruce Arians.
And I tell you this, how wrong I was on Tom Brady. I thought in 2015 his career was coming to a close. I thought it's about over. And I bought a card for $100 back when he won his first Super Bowl. I sold it for $2,000, which I thought, man, that's great.
Which Brady was it?
It was I believe it was called Playoff, and it was autographed PSA 9.
Oh, damn.
So it was $2,000. It is selling now for $25,000.
Holy smokes.
I didn't know that the card market would do this and that he would keep being in Super Bowls. I thought the run for the Patriots was coming to a close. I thought his career was coming to a close. So I was like, we're moving. Let me get some money out of this. So I only lost. I guess I gained. You know, they say you gained,
exactly.
Money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could have had another $20,000.
From the 972, I hate calling Tom Brady the GOAT, but hell, I guess he is. So it's old GOAT versus new GOAT. I think that's a pretty damn good Super Bowl.
I kind of hate the fact that, like, we allowed the term GOAT to go beyond just being, like, this little niche word in, you know, a certain group and made this, like, mainstream because y'all know how to have fun with it.
Yeah, that
I don't know about
it's doing too much. Young goat, new goat, old goat, 13. Okay. There's like 14,000 goats.
Plug your ears for at least the next 5 seconds then. From the 817, old goat versus new goat, how many people get to see something like that, make 10 Super Bowls? This is going to be an awesome game. Now, Corey, you said something about the offensive firepower. This is the second highest over-under in Super Bowl history.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
It is behind only 2016 when you got the Patriots and the Falcons. Obviously, that turned out to be a very noteworthy game. It opened at
not a lot of offense in that game until late, huh?
Yeah. 57 was the opening over-under. 56.5 is where it's at right now. That would be the second highest ever. It is a tough call as to what will happen, though, because of the other ones in the top eight. Four went under, three went over. If you were going to bet right now on the over-under, do you think you'd go over 57 or under?
I would go under.
Hmm.
I think in this game.
Over is always the more popular bet, Corey. Has nothing to do with the game. People like to bet the over.
The reason being, like, I think both teams are going to try. I don't think that both teams are going to just sit there and say, hey, let's just have a shootout. That's what Tom Brady wants. Like, he wants to draw guys into shootouts against him. But I think that they're going to be very methodical about moving the ball and striking at the right time. And I would just probably take 57. I would probably take the under on that.
I would lean under. Usually Super Bowls start off slow.
Yes.
Usually.
Because they're trying to figure you out. It's like the first
nerves.
Game of an NBA playoff series.
You're so nervous, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what. You know, I mean, it's a great feeling. I've never had that feeling in my life of being in Super Bowl or World Series, but I've had that feeling of about ready to compete against the best in the world. And those nerves are there, and I just can't imagine having, like, to get to play in a World Series or a Super Bowl, and you have to control them. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And so I feel like most Super Bowls you watch, that first quarter, there's a lot of nerves in the game, and you end up having the score being 3-0 after one quarter. And so then you're like, man, there has to be 55 more points here to get this sucker. And sometimes it happens. Then the game opens up, and then everything starts flowing, and the offenses that you thought were entering the Super Bowl do.
Mike, just real quick, if you can, and I know this is a completely different segment, but were you nervous when you face Bonds that day? Like, in that moment, were there was that nerves feeling there, or were you already past that in your career?
No. You still – and people really say this, it really is true. Before the game, if you don't have nerves as 10 to 50,000 people are entering a building to watch you play – and you hear everything happening, you just hear the atmosphere. If there's nothing there, if there's no nerves, like you're not really getting like that, I don't want to say fear, right? I think there's a difference. I think sometimes you can take the word nerves and equate it to fear because sometimes it does go over to fear.
Okay, yeah.
And then sometimes it goes to excitement. And so a lot of times when we talk about nerves, there's both. And which one are you leaning towards? Are you leaning towards exciting nerves, which are very positive? Or are you leaning towards fearful nerves, which can cause you to not play near your best? Look, I've had both where the nerves got the best of me and, you know, I didn't do well and pitched scared. I would say there were more nerves there than even a normal game.
Wow.
I think it was definitely playoff environment. It felt like going to Ranger playoff games. It felt more like a Ranger playoff game than a regular season game that night.
Sweet.
What do you guys think is who do you think the books are rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Well, usually people bet the favorite more. Just knowing gambling is usually the favorite is always bet a little bit more. So I guess they're going to go right now Bucks.
Now, that is interesting because that is correct in the short term. However, the books are overwhelmingly cheering for Kansas City. Jason Scott, vice president of betting trading for BetMGM, said the Bucks are our worst result and have been our worst result all year.
Oh, wow.
Because people put money on Tom Brady from the jump, right?
See, but even before that, so when the rumors started that Brady could go to Tampa Bay, they were 50-1.
Oh.
And then when he made the jump and early in the season, they were still 16-1. But think about how many bets they're on the hook for at 50-1 based on the rumors for that. Whereas the Chiefs, they were never any worse than 7-1.
Fleetwood Mac.
Not that rumors album, but yes.
A great album.
An iconic album, to be certain.
I liked it.
So, along with the Super Bowl, obviously a lot of people end up talking about the ads. Did you see all of the companies that are not going to be advertising?
Isn't Anheuser-Busch not putting any money up?
Anheuser-Busch is out, so
Intercom?
Is Coke, so is
they're out.
I don't think there's any chance we can afford a Super Bowl commercial. So
that'd be great. Do you want to work for Intercom? Internships available.
So, now that I do believe that we would spend $5.5 million to get free labor. That I do believe. So not only is Anheuser-Busch sitting out, Coke and Pepsi are also sitting out. Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, they said that they're working towards putting their money into COVID-19 vaccine awareness.
Okay.
Whereas Coke and Pepsi said instead of spending money on the commercials, they're putting the money back into their company, which quite frankly, I think means probably not letting a lot of people go or furloughing or anything like that. Because, you know, how many people's jobs can you save for a couple of months if you don't spend that 5.5 or 11 or 22 million or whatever, depending on how many commercials you would buy?
I saw a stat this morning, a headline that was like, look, the nation's top 1,000 billionaires recoup their money in 9 months. The rest of the poor, it's going to take decades. And so, like, it would be smart of companies that are in that position to say, you know what, that spending, that budget was there then. Because, you know,
I think they're sending some of that money. I think they're sending some of that money to try to help the get vaccinated. I don't know exactly how to say it, but there's a lot of people. I think it's 33% of the population is like, I'm not getting vaccinated. And so they're trying, because I think Anheuser-Busch, obviously beer, soda, you know, commercials, they influence us to do things that maybe we didn't even care to do. And we're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to go get a Coke, or I'm going to go do this, or that looks fun to go do while drinking a beer. And so I think they're spinning that going, man, let's figure out how we can get a lot of the population to go want to get this shot.
And beyond that, right, it's in their interest, right? Those are companies that absolutely their budgets are based on restaurants and, you know, events and those type of things. Like, they make a lot of money on events, and being in even, you know, partial lockdowns and stuff like that, it makes it tough for their business to flourish. So it's all in their interest as well.
So I wanted to throw this out there. There'll be plenty of time to obviously break down Brady and Mahomes, but here's an interesting note for y'all. They have played four times, including the most high profile, obviously, a couple years ago in the AFC Championship game.
Great game.
They have played four times. The season, the series is even at 2-2, but check this out. Mahomes' completion percentage, 65.4. Brady, 63.3. Mahomes, 349 yards passing per game. Brady, 301. Mahomes, 11 touchdowns versus 3 interceptions. Brady, 6 touchdowns versus 5 interceptions. Yet the series is tied 2-2.
Can't wait.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.